And just keep in mind that the larger the deal, the more money you're going to want to spend on materials. So if you need to raise $250,000 in a few weeks, you might just need a one-page teaser, and that's it, and maybe a video. And you could raise $200,000, $500,000 quickly just off of that if the deal is strong. If you need to raise $2 million or $5 million, then I would have the pitch deck, the video, the website, the one-pager, the one-liner.
My name is Jonathan Tuttle, the host of the Accredited Investor Podcast, and I'm the founder at Midwest Park Capital, a boutique mobile home park real estate fund, along with RevenueSend, a leading digital marketing and fractional CMO agency, and a part of the founding team at Wowie Pop, a new kava and mood-enhancing beverage. This episode is sponsored by Prestige, the world's most exclusive social networking app. All website links are in the show notes below. In this high-level miniseries called the 100 Million Rainmaker Insights, Richard T. Wilson of the Family Office Club, which is the founder of the world's largest ultra-high net worth paid association and owner of Billionaires.com, breaks down in short high-value strategies in this 19-part miniseries on how to grow, think, and optimize to get to your first 100 million. You will not want to miss any episodes. Enjoy this miniseries. Please like, comment, and share this podcast with your friends. Thank you.
Hey everyone, Richard C. Wilson here. We're at the lunch break for one of our Family Office Club workshops in New York City. You can hear the sounds of the city behind me here. Wanted to record this quick module for the $100 million Rainmaker series on pitch decks and marketing materials. Now, keep in mind that we have a 5.5 hour workshop that goes through 120 PowerPoint slides on this issue of materials and pitch decks. I've written two books on this area. We have an infographic cheat sheet in this area. So the fastest way to really go deep here is to really go to pitchdecks.com. And whether you hire our team or not at pitchdecks.com, we have an infographic giveaway there, which will be really helpful. And if you want to reach out to our team, we can get you a copy of our book on pitch decks. A couple quick things, though. The more valuable the investor you go after, the less time they have. So your materials need to be very concise, and that means multiple things. It means not a 44-page pitch deck. It means a 12 to 19-page pitch deck. It means you have to have a one-pager or a teaser, a one-sided PDF that tells people what your investment is all about and why it's compelling in two or three different ways. That's super critical. The other way that brevity and being concise is important is in your branding. If you're called Wilson Capital, then nobody knows what you do. If your brand name says what you do and where you do it or why someone should work with you, then it makes it more appealing and it's more concise in the way that when they see your email, they are reminded of what you do immediately. The other thing that most people are missing that costs absolutely nothing is a one-liner. You should have a one-sentence, well-spelled-out one-liner saying what you do and why someone should work with you and the two or three compelling reasons. We have talked about this before in the series, but it's just another form of having concise materials. In addition to that, a video from the founder that's 2 to 5 minutes long at the very longest, articulating your strategy, showing how they add value, why they're credible, number of years in business, why you should work together, etc., is really important. I would put that video on your one pager. I'd put it at the very front part of your pitch deck, maybe on page 2, introducing your team and yourself to this potential investor. And that's really critical to have. Other marketing materials to consider having: a concise website, a data room that you'd use during the process, educational marketing materials, an educational folder, maybe a shock and awe package, which means if you've written a couple books, you have a technology device or something that you could ship to somebody that's related to your brand and your company that's more experiential or more tangible, that you could send to someone, like a 3D model of a building or of your medical device or an actual sample of your medical device or consumer product. That would be really valuable in terms of marketing materials to send that with the tangible thing, which shows exactly what your company does. A lot of people ask us questions about what is needed to get a deal done. And just keep in mind that the larger the deal, the more money you're gonna wanna spend on materials. So if you need to raise $250,000, in a few weeks, you might just need a one-page teaser, and that's it, and maybe a video. And you could raise $200,000, $500,000 quickly just off of that if the deal is strong. If you need to raise $2 million or $5 million, then I would have the pitch deck, the video, the website, the one pager, the one liner, logo dialed in, all of that stuff. The larger amount of capital you raise, then the more sophisticated and in-depth your materials will need to be. The better your materials, the faster the capital raise will go. And the more sophisticated the investor, then the more detailed your materials need to be and the more concise your materials need to be. The last tip I provide here, besides just reminding you to go to pitchdecks.com, is that you should make things highly visual. If you put together a great pitch deck with 3 to 4 great visuals, great pictures of your team that are highly professional, incredible, then what you do is take those best 1 to 2 or 3 visuals and you put those onto your one pager. So make your pitch deck amazing first, strip the best visuals, put them on your one pager, and somebody should be able to glance at your one pager, see your unique value add process, see what you do, understand it, and at a glance, they're interested in having a phone call with you, interested in taking a meeting, they're interested in looking through your pitch deck. If your one pager doesn't do that between just your one liner, your brand name, and your main visual, then you're kind of dead in the water. If your team is your biggest strength, then show the picture of your team on your one pager. If it's your value add process, then show that as well. If it's how you source deals, make a diagram out of that and show it. If they aren't instantly sold in 7 to 10 seconds or 3 to 5 seconds on meeting with you and it doesn't look credible and institutionally polished, then you're starting flat-footed and you're not going to raise nearly as much capital as you would have otherwise. Bottom line here is that a lot of people have 10, 20 years experience in their industry, but their materials don't do them justice. They use clip art or just long, wordy materials. And if people want to see something visually and instantly get it, they're not going to read your 7 paragraphs of text. They're not going to read your 80-page or 40-page pitch deck. Test your own team members and put the word Mickey Mouse on one page of the pitch deck. Ask them to review it carefully. See if they even catch that word being put in there. Even your own team member or your own spouse or business partner is probably not going to read every word of every page of your pitch deck if you make it too lengthy. So keep things concise. Keep them visual. Don't forget to do a video. And just remember that the more capital you raise, the more in-depth materials need to be and more variety of materials. And also, the more sophisticated the investor, the more concise you need to be. I hope this is helpful. Check out pitchdecks.com. Appreciate you watching our $100 million Rainmaker series, and we'll see you on the next module.
Hey, it's Jonathan. I get exclusive access to great investment deals, opportunities for my community, my network, and just for my loyal listeners, we'll give you first access. Go to accreditedinvestorpodcast.com and sign up for the email list. Also, join the Accredited Investor Podcast Patreon group, where we give you additional exclusive interviews, monthly private group calls, and networking with others in this community. Check out Accredited Investor Podcast on Patreon. Finally, I get a lot of people asking me for to help them one-on-one. Yes, I can, but it's very limited. Go to revenueascend.com/consulting for any real estate investing exclusive access. Go to MidwestParkCapital.com. All links are included below. Please like, comment, and share this podcast with other friends. Thanks for listening.